Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Eldritch Horror. There is some knowledge that humanity is not meant to know. And yet, somehow we keep writing stories about it. All kinds of entertainment, with certain elements of this forbidden knowledge woven in. It's as if we can't let it go, that there's something nagging into the corners of our minds, poking us. And no more is this present than with the concept of eldritch horrors. So many stories, books, movies, so many different experiences that people have shared when they really, really shouldn't. And what we're about to do is dive into one of those stories. Be aware, though, that when you gaze into the abyss gazes back. First, let's reach a certain state of focus. An emptiness that will aid in the experience of this adventure. Some people really enjoy all kinds of horror and thrillers. Like any other form of entertainment, it allows them to experience something safely. I'm not so sure that this story is entirely safe to consume. I'm sure you'll be okay. It's just going to be a dream, after all. It's not like dreams have any kind of prophetic meaning. So relax. Make yourself comfortable. Allow your eyes to rest. Let the words wash over you as if listening to a story, an experience relayed to you through simple words. Let yourself settle in. Open. Relaxed, drifting deeper with every breath. Allow yourself to feel safe in the place you are. Comfortable, relaxing, letting your body get heavy as time goes on. Imagine how nice it would feel for your legs to slowly sink down as you relax, for your hands and arms to follow and become heavier and heavier. Your hips, your chest, all sort of settling down deep and relaxing to the sound of my voice. Your mind open. your body relaxed and heavy. And then after a deep inhale, exhale and relax, dropping into trance. And the trance will help you focus, listen to the story, experience the sensation as they occur. Imagine your mind transported back in time. The exact era is a little vague. Maybe telephones barely existed. And with you investigating, reporting on a lot of rumors from an asylum at the top of a cliff. The area around the asylum is quite beautiful, if a little somber. Trees, old, some withered, yet still persevering. Craggly rocks and steep cliffs beyond the asylum. And a road easily leading to the gates. And I'm sure you're familiar with the design. Large, heavy gates protecting the grounds, keeping the people in so they don't roam out. It is easy enough to get access. A bright day, some forlorn clouds, and making your way to the front door of the building proper. The assistant at the desk looks at you tired, obvious lines underneath their eyes. In fact, most of the staff seem like they haven't had a good night's rest in a while. There are many sounds, of course. The various patients. Some yelling, some humming, some just silently sitting in a corner. But first, you'll talk to one of the doctors. You are welcomed with a weary look, guided to the office of the head doctor, where you can ask some questions. And the room itself is predictable enough. Old furniture and books, a desk between you and the doctor in question, a window that should have been cleaned months ago. The interview doesn't last long. Most of your questions are answered by letting you talk to the patients. None of them are dangerous, you've been told. You can freely ask, though it is not certain that any of them will give any useful answers. You're also welcome to talk to any of the staff. The doctor, same as the rest of the staff you've seen, looks tired, heavy, weary. For a moment, you wonder, and before you can stop yourself, you ask. And he says that apparently most of the staff that work here have nightmares while they're sleeping in the building. Some quit because of it, others simply persevere. They say it might be something in the air or the water. So far, nothing has been proven. Everything is clean and clear. If anything, the air in this area is quite healthy and should help the patients recover. Though many of them seem broken, fractured. The doctor, of course, has more to do and sends you on your way. Walking around, it is clear that while it looks all right on the surface, the corners are a little grimy. The walls have seen better days. Nothing is broken as such, but repairs have not been kept up with. As you walk through the building, it is easy enough to talk to people. Some answer, some don't. Some say words that mean very little. The staff and orderlies are impatient, but still polite. You can tell that they're doing their best in a difficult situation. And the more you talk to them, the more you notice their weariness. It's as if the whole place weighs on them. Some speak of patients sneaking off to return days later, even worse than before. And when you begin to interview the patients themselves, those who appear to be capable of answering, you are told of myths, stories, how monsters roam the halls, how sometimes the walls bleed, the lights burst. The floors just seem to crack as you walk. Sometimes you hear of whispers calling them, leading, guiding, pulling them down, deeper, down, further. Behind the mirror, on the other side, further down, follow, listen, let yourself go. We are down here, we will show you, we will let you. With almost nobody paying much attention to you, getting into the basement is easy. There are almost no locked doors, only two certain areas that would put the patients at risk. And the basement is boring enough. Laundry machines, dryers, some ways to get rid of trash. At the far end, there's a wall with a full-length mirror. Looking at it, it doesn't appear to be anything special. A somewhat older frame, and it appears to be properly stuck to the wall. Pulling or pushing on it doesn't appear to do much. After trying for a minute, you look around further. The stones in the wall, old bricks rounded by time, much older than the building above. At some point, you have this crazy idea of pressing a specific one. As if whispers are pulling towards that specific brick. It moves only a little, and the soft click can be heard. Now, when you pull the mirror, it opens easily. There is a door behind it, and old hinges welcome you with a very noticeable creak. Behind the mirror is a corridor, much older than the basement itself, it appears, and it leads further down. There isn't much light here, but a flashlight or a lamp would easily illuminate all you need to see. It doesn't take long to find something. When you walk into the corridor, you notice that it is quite steep. It is a little difficult to know exactly where you're going, but it appears to be going away from the cliff, deeper into the mountain. Leading down, deeper, follow, find us, read us, discover us. It takes a lot longer than you'd think. There aren't any steps, and the walls are smooth. No longer any bricks, just carved into the rock. Sometimes it seems like there were places for torches to be installed, long since rusted away. The air feels damp, this close to water. Further down, deeper, follow. It takes a while until you find a chamber. The path has taken several corners, circled back and forth. And by this point, you must be so close to the bottom of the cliff. There is a large chamber here, a raised stone in the center that looks like at one point it might have held some kind of importance. But there is nothing here, no trace of what once happened here. Down here hear the whispers seem stronger, leading you further, pulling you in. Your mind. It's important. As you explore, you notice that there are strange lines in one of the walls. Once again, a voice seems to guide you, a feeling to push in a specific place. This time, part of the wall seems to slide just enough for you to open it. All it is a small room with an old lectern, a book. The closer you get, the more pronounced the whispers seem to be, the more vivid the influence. The book. Somehow you know that this is what affected the people above. You really, really shouldn't open it. But I don't think you could even stop your fingers if you tried. Reaching out to the cover, old, worn, embossed with strange sigils. You feel your hand moving, your arm lifting it, opening the book. Exposing the paper inside. There are symbols, possibly words, something you can't read, and yet your mind appears to perfectly understand the meaning. Through reading the words, you can feel something moving in the book. Your fingers following the symbols, almost absent-mindedly reading for you, and through your eyes, you feel something slowly invading you, reaching through your very thoughts. And settling somewhere in your unconscious where you can't reach it. You continue to read. You don't have a choice. Page after page, turned by automatic movements, following the various symbols. The lines that appear, they make no sense. They are simply scribbles, nonsense, truths of something deep is formed within you. Knowledge of something existing that should not ever be known. Somewhere deep in the back of your minds, there's a small crack, an uncertainty, a fear, the hint of knowledge that this should not be known, this should not be found. When the book slams shut, it's already too late. You read too much of it. Exiting the chamber, you push the door closed, letting it fall back. that shouldn't exist, meanings that shouldn't be possible. Ancient knowledge reading you, the abyss staring back, observing you, reading. You snap awake. This was a dream. Just a dream. You wake. It's nothing. It's just some silly thing on the internet. It's not like dreams are prophetic. Or maybe help you to remember something that happened. Long ago, to part of you. Like I said, you can wake. It's all okay. Nothing happens. Don't pay any attention to the strange sensations in the back of your mind. They aren't there. It's just an illusion. Try not to think of it. It helps them if you think. So just relax, wake, everything is fine. Nothing happened. I'm sure you're going to have a lovely day. One way or the other. But thank you for listening, for indulging me in this story about knowledge that should not be known. With perhaps a hint of eldritch horror. I hope you had fun. I know I did.